The province recently announced plans to return students to in-class learning, and Jay Aspin, the chair of the Near North District School Board, NNDSB, is eager for the September start. "This is really good news that we've been waiting for a long time to hear," Aspin said. He explained how the province's plan provides a cautious first-step approach to fill the halls and classrooms, and "I think it's probably the right approach." The return to class comes as a relief to many students and educators. "The new rules opens up a whole host of our activities, especially opportunities to revive extracurricular activities that the students have been prevented from experiencing for a long time," says Aspin. See. Near North District School Board announces five-year plan. More so, a return to class provides the social element that largely disappeared for most during the semesters of online learning. "This is best for their mental and physical health," Aspin said, "and I think most people would agree. Not all do, and there will remain options through the board to remain home and continue online learning." Aspin understands there are critics of the province's reopening plans, but overall remains pleased, acknowledging they struck a balance between health and safety, issues that will benefit students and staff. "See, school registration going fully digital, this isn't perfect," he said, "but you know what? Neither is the pandemic perfect," adding that battling COVID-19 is often a reactive one, as anticipating what comes next is not easy. "As the virus ebbs and flows, essentially most policy forms a reaction. You can't get out in front of this, it's very hard." As such, Aspin appreciates the cautious approach to reopening and policies that respond to the science. "We're all social beings," he said, "and part of the school experience is interacting with your classmates. Not everyone learns their best looking at a screen," he added, "and I'm very pleased that the students are returning to full-time in September." See. Reopen schools on regional basis, science table still, teacher unions have reacted negatively to the plan. The Association des Enseignantes et des Enseignants Franco-Ontariens, AEFO, Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, ETFO, Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association, OECTA, and Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, OSSTF, FEESO, issued a statement in response to the Ford government's release of its back-to-school plan. "The Ford government has not learned any lessons from its mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. For months, teachers and education workers have been saying that in-person learning is the best and most equitable way for students to learn. Although the Ford government is saying the same thing, its actions do not back up their words. Our members look forward to welcoming students back into school buildings, but expect the government to ensure that it is done safely." The unions say the government's ventilation announcement is too little and too late. "Why wasn't this investment made 18 months ago? It's clear that they do not know what schools need, how schools operate, nor how to keep students and education workers safe. They've ignored our calls for an advisory table and dismissed frontline education workers, but our offer to be consulted stands," says the statement. "By releasing an incomplete and inadequate plan, instead of assuring families, staff and students that schools will be safe, the Ford government has attempted to create the illusion of normalcy. We are still in a pandemic, with the potential of a fourth wave driven by the Delta variant." David Briggs is a local Journalism Initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.